In the next few weeks, especially in August, the Revised Common Lectionary is going to deal with a single continuous story which Jesus called himself the bread of life and distinguishes himself from the temporary fix and the feel-good of food. Now, I like food, and it's one of my comfort foods. I've got a whole bunch of them, but I think we all do. But this week, the portion of the story, Jesus introduces us to the insatiable hunger inside of us that we too often attempt to pacify through numbing out our strategies, such as alcohol, or exercise, or comfort food, or other means. Rather than facing things head on, we have a tendency to attempt to anesthetize our grief and our pain, our guilt, our shame, our emptiness by filling our hearts and bellies with unhealthy things. Different cultures have different traditions, and the Asian culture likes to call these unsatisfied cravings as their hungry ghosts. Not holy ghosts, hungry ghosts. And they envision an archetype of the hungry ghost as an unhealthy, scrawny figure with a bloated belly from ingesting all the wrong things of the world rather than seeking spiritual fulfillment. And while the concept of the hungry ghost comes from Asian spirituality, for Christians, the meaning resonates with what Jesus is describing in the text that I read today. Jesus had just gotten through feeding, well, the 5,000, it was probably 10,000 if you include women and children. He just got through feeding them on the bank of the hillside, and now he sought some respite from the crowd following him, and he couldn't get away from them. But they continued to seek him and find him. But what reason were they seeking to find him? Well, Jesus said in the scripture, and he says it very clearly and confronts them following him by telling them that they're not seeking him for the right reason. So what does that mean? They aren't interested in learning more about his teachings and who he is and how they can grow spiritually. They're following him because of food. Jesus, once again, is seeking to feed people, but seeking to feed them spiritually. But many are seeking merely to be filling themselves up with material and physical things. They want the spoilings of time with him, the superficial food of the day. But they aren't interested in going deeper, in receiving the real food that he offers that will truly satisfy their cravings and provide them with the peace that passes all understanding and the fulfillment of that lasts. No. And we are the same way these 2,000 some years later, want a quick fix. He wants to help them change their lives from the inside out. They're like the paparazzi. Have you ever seen the people, famous people, and they're always chased around by the paparazzi trying to catch them, take pictures and all that? Jesus' followers, the relentless, hungry ghosts. The religious opportunities, if you would. And forever seeking the next sensational sign. Just give us a miracle, Jesus, and we'll believe. A sign, you know, a wonder, or even a free meal would be good. They're so engaged with the physical things of life that they don't recognize the deep and relentless soul hunger that harbors within them. Jesus advises them to seek the food that endures, not the food that perishes. And here, as in many passages of Scripture, we see the endless patience that Jesus has with us as aimless human beings. His time in human form have given him some insight into the hungers that plague our hurting souls. That's what makes him the perfect intercessor. Yeah, he's God. But he came into this world through the birth canal and grew in wisdom and stature and all of that and experienced everything that we experienced, up to and including death. But he conquered death. In his time in human form, he had insight into the hungers that plagued the hurting heart. He too remembers of his own time of temptation when he spent 40 days in the wilderness, yearning for an easy way out. And the devil was tempting him with easy way out. But now he's did that, and he overcome it. And now he's trying to teach that lesson to those who are around him. All right, preacher, so what is the lesson? Well, seek the sustenance for your spirit that only God can provide. Then you will find that you have need for nothing else. Does he mean we don't need to actually eat food? No, he's not saying that. Jesus fed the people on the hillside for a reason. We had a food bank when I served in Carabelle, and we had a certain Sunday when we distributed the food, but we had the people had to come to church that Sunday because then we would deliver the food afterwards. And you say, well, that's kind of, why would you do that? Because if we're going to feed the hungry, we got to do it like Jesus did. You feed them spiritually, then you feed them physically. So, the world that is created is filled with, to the brim with all kinds of beauty and nourishment meant to sustain us. Yet Jesus tells us that we cannot live by bread alone. We need God in our lives to truly feel that our lives are full of everything possible and also everything that is good. So when we allow the Holy Spirit of Christ to come into our lives and reside in our hearts, suddenly everything else feels peaceful and good. And those incessant cravings for bigger and better, more, begin to dissipate and eventually disappear. For Jesus, he is truly the bread of life. Jesus is the true satisfier of our spirits. So what spirit inhabits your heart and my heart? And what does food do to your heart's desire? I'm not a Bruce Springsteen fan. I like some of his music, although I don't understand a lot of the words sometimes, the way they sing them. He wrote a song called Hungry Heart. And the song implores the inner toil now. Did you ever notice those songs all tell a story, whether they're gospel songs or secular songs, they tell a story. And the story explores the turmoil of a man's wonderless, as opposed to his longing for a stable family life. Many of Springsteen's songs, he depicts a man hungry for freedom and from the responsibilities of life. And in the song, Hungry Heart, the main character concludes that his endless hunger for the road is fraught with loneliness and that he wants and desires love and a home. Another country artist by the name of Johnny Lee wrote a song called Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places. And his character in that song finally finds a relationship that can give him love, meaningful and fulfillment. Now, I think you can probably pick 100 songs from my few that have those same kind of stories and what we are in life, what we're looking for. And music has a way of expressing that stuff in a very meaningful way. Because as a human being, we have all experienced the dissatisfied cry of our inner hungry ghost. What are you hungry for the most? If you think about it, what are you hungry for? Jesus would ask us today as we prepare to meet at the holy table this morning. And what he has prepared for us in the simple elements of bread and wine. Are you hungry for me? Are you hungry for purpose, for peace, or more importantly, for life and how we can have it more abundantly? One of the promises of Jesus, and we can have it. Jesus offers us all of these and more if only we will leave our hungry ghosts behind and embrace the promise of him in the presence of the Holy Spirit. For Jesus promises us today that when we partake at his table, we will never be hungry again. And our spirits will be satisfied, and that the peace of God, we will also find ourselves at peace. Because this is the time of memorial. Jesus said, do this in remembrance of me. That's why we do it. It reminds us of what he's done for us, something we could not do for ourselves, which was for the forgiveness of sin. And he paid the price on the cross. through the death, the burial, and the resurrection, and more importantly, not only did people see him all around, walking on the road to Emmaus with the disciples, and then he finally did go to heaven, and it's what we call the ascension, but he promised to come back. So come to the table of God this morning as we prepare for the elements of Holy Communion or Eucharist, whatever your tradition says. We are remembering what God has done for us by the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the cup. And then choose your spirit wisely. For when you have the presence of Christ, there is no hungry ghost that can live within you. Amen.